daf was Pesach and daf Lamed Tes. Today was all about maror. The Mishnah said, "Ve'el Yirakashad and Yosef ben Yidei Chavas on Pesach." Listed five vegetables that you can be yotzei the mitzvah of maror with on Pesach: Hazeres, Tamcha, Charchavina, Ulshin, and maror. The Mishnah tells us mitzarfin lekazayis. All of those minim could be mitzarf together to equal the kazayis of maror that one needs to eat at the seder. And you can use the stalks as well as the leaves of those vegetables. So the Gemara just spends a little bit of time identifying each vegetable, and then some tanaim add to the list that there are more than five vegetables. As a rule, Rabbi Yehuda holds any vegetable that has sap can be used as maror. Rabbi Yochanan Baruch says, kol shaponav machsifin, if it has a light green complexion. And Acherim say that it needs both. It needs sap and the light green complexion. Rav Huna Paskins like Acherim, that it requires both. Rav Acha Brei Derava originally would look for the most bitter vegetable. He looked for the vegetable that the Mishnah had called maror, but he changed his mind once he heard that chasa, that lettuce, is most preferred because it refers to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanus on Klal Yisrael, and because it's Tchilas HaRach B'Sof HaKasha, it starts off soft and then gets harder, just like the Shibud in Mitzrayim started out soft and got more difficult as time went on. So that's why lettuce is the ideal vegetable to use as maror. Rashi adds is also the first on the list, and being first, it's the Mishnah's telling us that it's the ideal. So the Gemara raises the question, how do I know the word maror means a vegetable? Maybe it means some part of an animal or something. So the Gemara says we learn four things from Al Matzos Marum Yochlu, the connection between matzah and maror. First, that it has to be something that grows from the ground, not marir rasa de kufya, the gall of a fish, of a certain type of fish that's very bitter. Second thing is it can't be something that grows from trees, like hirduf. Third, it has to be something that can be bought with Meiser Sheni money, as opposed to harzifu, which is some type of poisonous plant, or a plant that's poisonous for animals at least, which cannot be bought with Meiser Sheni money. And fourth, we learn that even though the word marorim suggests two minim, there have to be more than two potential vegetables you can use for maror, because matzah has five potential grains that you can make matzah out of. Then the Gemara tells us, all of the vegetables that you could use for the mitzvah of maror, you can plant in the same patch in a field. So the Gemara says, well, the memer d'laspu mishum klayim, you mean it's not klayim to plant them right near each other? That's against the Beferish Mishnah, where the Mishnah says in klayim that it is a problem of klayim to plant them near each other. So they say, no, Rav means if you distance them properly in a 6x6 tefach patch where you plant four of them on the four sides and one right in the middle. The Mishnah in klayim already taught us how to distance things properly. No, Rav was teaching that even by lettuce, where it can get very hard, and you would think it therefore needs a little more space, that even that amount of space is good enough for lettuce as well. The Mishnah said, Yotzin behen bein lachin bein yivashin, that they could be moist or dry, so the vegetable that we use for maror can be both moist or dry. So Rav Chisda clarifies that that's only the stalk can be dry, but the leaves must be moist. Our Mishnah says, maror can't be pickled, it can't be cooked, it can't be slow cooked, but it never discusses kamushin, if it's withered out. So that's a machlokas tanaim in a brisa, whether they can be withered. If you hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili that you're not allowed to use matzah shal ma'aser sheni, what about maror of ma'aser sheni? Do we say that it's the same thing as matzah? Or do you assume that no, since maror can only become ma'aser sheni on a derabbanan level in the first place, so from a daraisa perspective, it's become l'shvosechem, something that you could eat anywhere? So the Gemara answers, Rava answers, mistavra matzah umaror, they're called the tikkun rabbanan ken daraisa tikkun. So if it's true of matzah of ma'aser sheni, that like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that you're not allowed to use it, so you can't use maror of ma'aser sheni either. Then the Mishnah at the end of the daf tells us, saying sharness and morsel and tarnagolim, you're not allowed to take the grain out of concern that it's going to become chametz. You're not allowed to soak bran to feed chickens. You know, a woman's not allowed to soak bran to bring with her to a bath to use as soap. You're not allowed to chew grain to treat a wound, but you're allowed to put it in boiling water, and it can be rubbed dry on the skin as well. And Bryson teaches us how afoy v'chalat shechal to brodchin, grain that's baked or boiled can never become chametz. Also, if you have a kemach shenafel l'tocha delef, if you have flour that has a slow drip, a constant drip of water going into the flour, that flour will never become chametz. And also, flour mixed with oil instead of water also will never become chametz. And that is daf lamed tes.